Christians are mobilizing as Pakistan faces a refugee crisis. A call to prayer goes out in advance of the Tiananmen Square massacre anniversary, and political unrest brings violence to the door of a missionary school in Bolivia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As Pakistan continues to press on the Taliban, thousands are fleeing the Swat Valley. Jacob Kramer is with the Christian Reform World Relief Committee. He says there's a brewing humanitarian crisis in the refugee camps.
These camps are now full, and new places will have to be made in order to help them and have an opportunity to distribute the most essential things to maintain life.
Conditions in the camps are said to be intolerable. Kramer says they're mobilizing.
We've been in contact with our partners, and they are trying to get a more detailed picture so that we can start with food and non-food responses to help the people.
The teams are the hands and feet of Christ in this horrific situation.
Pray for the people that God's grace may abide with them and priests may return as soon as possible. This, again, is in a population which has been tormented from so many sides so often that they are highly affected by trauma.
Meanwhile, 80 Chinese Christians are still calling for change as the 20th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre approaches. China Aid Association's Bob Fu says this is a reminder that true freedom in China is a long road. The protests 20 years ago ended disastrously with little accomplished. Fu's encouraged that Christians are speaking out for justice after so many years of silence. Pray this move by Christians will ignite further steps toward freedom for everyone in China. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bolivia's government's promised much to the poor, but many still struggle to get jobs and food. Sometimes violence flares, says Sam Vinton of Grace Ministries International.
Robberies and increase, I imagine because of unemployment and just unrest. Some of our MKs were walking back from school and were accosted by people who came and took away their cell phone or whatever they had there.
Although no one was hurt and no further incidents have occurred, the school is concerned and families are being more careful. They live in the city of Santa Cruz, where opposition to Bolivia's new constitution runs high.
I think we need to ask for prayer, not only for Bolivia. I think all over the world, I expect to see or hear more of this type of behavior taking place.
Pray God will guide the missionaries as they share the gospel in difficult circumstances. Next, at least 25% of Peruvian kids can't afford to go to school, but Billy and Lori Drum of the Mission Society are going to help.
We're working with the municipality to find those kids, to get them sponsored, and to actually support them in school by doing tutoring and working with them, and then also doing ministry with them and letting them know that because we love them, because of the love of Christ, we want the best for them and we want them to have the education.
The school is supposed to be free in Peru. However, the reality is that most families have to pay for textbooks, supplies, uniforms, and sometimes tuition. Many children from poorer families who can't afford fees end up working dangerous jobs or getting into trouble.
There is a crime situation, but they're also getting into other kinds of trouble. They can make money through child trafficking, through child prostitution, and it's a sad situation, so we want to get them out of that and into the school situation.
Pray the gospel will change these kids' lives. And former Bible college students are giving back in Ukraine. The now pastors and church leaders are putting on their contractor and builder hats to construct a new office and dorm building. A Ministry of Greater Europe mission, the school has sent out 540 graduates since opening after Ukraine's separation from the Soviet Union. Pray the project won't interfere with each volunteer's current ministry and that they'll be finished in time for the next school year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now use your medical experience on a medical mission trip to Guatemala, October 10th through the 17th. Join Orphan Outreach, other MNN listeners, and me as we provide much-needed medical care to families affected by mudslides in Guatemala. We especially need doctors. To apply, follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.